Chapter 9. An Unwelcome Visitor. For 2 years after Marlowe's visit, life in Patusan was peaceful. Things changed, however, when a man called Captain Brown arrived. Brown was an evil man, a pirate who was well known all over the Far East because he was violent and cruel. He and his men had stolen a ship, and they needed food. They didn't want to go to one of the big ports because they didn't want to be arrested by the port police, so they decided to go to Patusan to get their supplies. They left their stolen ship at the mouth of the river, took a small boat from the ship, and sailed up the river to Patusan. That day, Jim was visiting some villages that were far away from the river. Whenever he was away from the trading post, he left Dane Waris, Doramin's son, in charge of things. Some fishermen from the fishing village at the mouth of the river had warned Dane Waris that Brown and his men were on their way. Knowing Brown's reputation and fearing that he would harm the people of Patusan, Dane Waris gathered together many villagers to attack Brown and his men as they sailed into Patusan. Although the villagers shot at Brown and his men, they didn't hit any of them. Several villagers were wounded, however, when Brown's men shot back. Brown's boat then continued up the river and stopped near a hill that rose above a village and the Raja's fort. Angry that the local people had attacked him, Brown decided to stay and fight. During the night, he and his men quickly built a small fort at the top of the hill. At the same time, Doramin, Dane Waris, the village leaders, and one of the Raja's advisers met to discuss what to do.
"I think that Dane Waris should take a few villagers down to the mouth of the river. They will be able to stop Brown from escaping to his ship," said Doramin. "The rest of us will stay here and fight. If Brown and his men survive and try to get back to their ship at the mouth of the river, Dane Waris can stop them."
With this plan, Doramin was secretly trying to protect his son. He hoped that Brown and his men wouldn't survive to fight Dane Waris and that he would be safe. As the sun was rising, Dane Waris and his men left in their canoes. Doramin and the others continued to discuss how to fight Brown. While they were still talking, the Raja's advisor said,
"I must leave now and tell the Raja about the decisions we have taken. Remember, the Raja will help in any way he can."
The advisor knew, however, that the Raja was really happy that Brown had come. When the advisor arrived at the Raja's house, he found someone else who was pleased about Brown's arrival, Cornelius. Both the Raja and Cornelius thought that they could use Brown to help them defeat Jim and Doramin. Although they had been cooperating with Jim, they still wanted to end his influence in Patusan.
"We'll tell Brown that he can be Patusan's ruler if he helps us to defeat Jim," said the Raja. "Cornelius, you speak English better than we do. Go and talk to Brown. Take some food with you. Brown and his men must be hungry."
Cornelius got enough food for all Brown's men and took it to Brown's fort. He told Brown all about Jim and that the Raja wanted to defeat him.
"The Raja's men and I will help you," Cornelius added. "All you need to do to become Patusan's ruler is to kill Jim."
"My men and I might get rich by ruling this little country," Brown thought, "and it would be easier than continuing to be pirates."
"We'll begin tomorrow," Brown finally answered.
He and Cornelius discussed various battle plans until it was almost dark. When Cornelius had left, Brown looked down at the men walking around the village. He was worried because the villagers outnumbered him and his men.
"Kill one of them," Brown suddenly ordered, with an evil laugh. "There are many more of them than there are of us, and if they fight us, they'll probably win. Let's scare them. Let's show them how cruel we can be."
One of Brown's men carefully pointed his gun at one of the villagers and killed him. As the villager fell down dead, Brown laughed again.